No, this is from that storm.
Where the tornadoes hit Pensacola?
Yeah. Well, Pensacola's all in the water. I just talked to my boy.
Really? Oh, does he live down there?
No, he just heard from down there.
Ugh, that's horrible. Okay, if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
Backwards.
And if he fell this way?
Forward.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrows.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big...
Crop.
Mm-hmm. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land to make it more farmable, you'd say you did what?
Cleared it.
Uh-huh. Right, now have you heard of the second cutting of grass or clover? It's
The second cutting when you're making hay?
Yeah, tell me about what that is.
Well, there are, a lot of times, I'll tell you how we used to work that. If it was, you'd cut your hay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then, and of course, if the weather was pretty and you got your sunshine, you cured your hay, and then went and baled it and got it up out of the way. All right, now, if you had good weather, you would let that come out and grow again. Sometimes, some season, you could get two cuttings. Now, if it looked like it's going to be dry and you weren't going to have a second good cutting, you'd go ahead and turn your cattle in there and let them clean it up after the first cutting.
I see. Now, does that go for clover and grass as well?
That went for all of it.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a...
Weeds?
Wheat.
Wheat. Oh, bundles.
All right, another word? Are there any other words? Would you say a sheaf?
Shocks.
Okay. That's what the bundles are tied into,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Okay. That's what a lot of times you tie your bundles in and you take your bundles and stack them up. That's what we call shocking them in the field.
Oh, and you can see those going by
that's
the
right,
road.
That's right.
Okay.
And now there's a certain way that you do that to keep the water out of them.
How does that work?
Well, in other words, the first round you put, the first ones on the ground, is with the seed up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then the next ones will be the seed up, but they will be at an angle this way, see?
Yeah.
And then you'll come on up to the top, and then you'll cap it off with make a flat ring around that, cap it off with a seed on the inside.
And that keeps all the water out?
In other words, that'll shed the water to the outside.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. All right, how do you measure how much wheat you grow to an acre? You say, for example, we raise 40...
bushel.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Ratio.
Okay. If you're comparing how tall you are to somebody else, you might say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
All right. Or you might say, I'm not as tall as...
He is.
Okay. And if you're comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than...
I can.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say, it's...
Hers.
All right, say, you're me. If something belongs to me...
Ours.
All right. If it belongs to them, it's...
If it belongs to them, it's theirs.
Uh-huh. If it belongs to him...
It's his.
Okay. If you hadn't gone to a party, but you wanted to know about the people who were there, you might ask, who
attended?
All right. Would you ever say, who all was there?
Who all was there, yeah, either one.
Okay. And if you're asking about what somebody said, you might ask, what?
What did they say, or?
Would you say what all ever? What all did he say?
Yeah, what all did they say? Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. You might say, if no one else will look after them, I'm sorry, if no one else will look out for them, they're going to have to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if no one else will do it for him, he'd better just go ahead and do it
himself.
Okay.